This episode is brought to you by the Metropolitan Housing Coalition.
Did you know that nearly 1 in 4 Louisville households are energy burdened? The Metropolitan Housing Coalition's Every Home program continues to build bridges between affordable housing and affordable utilities. No more than 6% of your income should go toward energy bills, but many families pay far more. High energy bills can force families to choose between keeping the lights on and buying groceries, a choice no one should have to make. Together, we can make every home safe, healthy, and affordable. Learn more and get involved at everyhomelou.org.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and welcome to another episode of The State of Kentucky. I'm excited to have our guest today, Annabelle Nagel. Before we invite her on, let's remind everybody that if you like this video, please like it below. And if you like the work we're doing, there are two things you should do. You should subscribe to our channel on YouTube, and you should visit forwardky.com and sign up for at least a free membership so you can help support all the work we're doing. As I said, we're joined by Annabelle Nagel. Let me bring her on. Annabelle, welcome to the State of Kentucky.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You were recommended to me by Aaron Viles, who runs the Kernels of Truth show by Progress Kentucky, which is part of the Forward Kentucky family of shows. And I had frankly not ever heard of you. And I said, okay, Aaron, why should I want to have Ms. Nagel on our show? And he sent me this glowing tribute. Basically, okay, these are all the things that Annabelle is great at and that you should want to know about. So then I decided to look up some things about you, and I am equally impressed. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're an Emerge graduate, and I know you've been involved in some nonprofits. So why don't you give us like a 60-second bio?
Okay. So I did Emerge this past year, so I am officially a graduate of Emerge Kentucky. I am a co-founder and board member of Progress Kentucky. So we started that group back in 2020-ish around the impeachment. Prior to what I'm doing now, I ran a nonprofit in Versailles for a few years. I'm a Versailles native. I've lived in Woodford County my entire life. I love it there. And my most recent endeavor is I started a super PAC called the Henry Project.
Yes, I saw that. So there's all sorts of things that I want to ask you about, but let's start with that. What is the Henry Project?
So the Henry Project is Central Kentucky's newest super PAC. We were founded by 4 young Democrats based out of Woodford County. And our whole mission is recruiting, training, and assisting what we're calling common sense candidates in Central Kentucky.
Okay. So as a super PAC, you obviously can raise lots and lots of money. I don't want to know an amount, but have you raised some money so far?
We have raised some. So all of our board members, all 3 of us, we have full-time jobs. So this isn't really something we can pour our whole lives into right now, but we're doing pretty well so far.
Good. So, okay. So you say your goal is to find common sense candidates. Define for me what a common sense candidate is according to the Henry Project.
Yes. So being a PAC, we are nonpartisan. So if what we're calling a common sense Republican were to come up, we would support them as well. But typically it's going to be folks registered and running as Democrats, people who, I don't know how else to say it besides common sense, care about other people, really. Care about folks who care about women's rights and minorities and racial indifferences and gun control, just basic keeping people safe and having a sense of empathy is what we really care about.
Okay. All right. So I'm intrigued with your statement that you would support common sense Republicans. I at one time considered myself somewhat in that same boat in terms of if there was a progressive Republican, I would vote for them. I haven't seen any in a long, long time. They seem like an endangered species to me. So have you got any candidates yet? Let me put it that way.
We haven't publicized any candidates that we're supporting yet, but we have already been working behind the scenes with a few different folks, none of which as of yet are Republicans. Because like you said, it's kind of hard finding what we're calling a common sense Republican, but we're looking.
Okay. Okay. So you said you had a full-time job. What is your day job, as the case may be?
Oh, so outside of politics and organizing and doing the million different things I do, I just bartend on the side. It's just a fun little turn my brain off. I don't have to think about politics.
Well, unless you're talking with somebody at the bar who insists on talking about politics.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that because if I heard somebody extolling Trump, I'd probably want to dump a drink on them. So I couldn't do that job.
No, it is nice to have something that's non-political and non-activist like to go to every now and then, just to, again, turn my brain off and not think about everything.
Right. Right. Now, you were executive director of a nonprofit in Versailles that was a cafe. Is that correct?
Yes. So Spark Community Cafe, it was a nonprofit, pay it forward, pay what you can restaurant mm-hmm. that helped feed the food insecure in Woodford County.
And how'd that work? Was it successful?
It was. We made it about 6 years. Mm. I left there this past January and they officially closed their doors a few weeks ago. So they're no longer around. But 6 years was a good run, especially with COVID in the middle of it. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were people confused by the whole concept of pay what you can, pay it forward, et cetera?
It's definitely a newer concept. Cafes like this were popping up all over the country. But definitely for rural Kentucky, it was a new thing for us, but people adapted to it really well. You would walk in and you would have like a $1 million horse farm manager sitting next to someone living out of their car. It was just a spot where people could coexist and come together. And
that sounds so cool. You make me want to go out and start one right now.
There are two others in the state. There's Grace Cafe out of Danville mm-hmm. who helped Spark out quite a bit in the beginning. And then there's one with a similar concept in Louisville called The Table.
Yeah. Okay. So you're an eMERGE graduate. Now, some people, most people, I assume, go through eMERGE because they want to run for office or whatever. A few people go through eMERGE just so they can sort of get familiar with what all is involved. So what are your plans with being an eMERGE graduate? Are you going to run for office?
I am going to run for office, yes. I do plan on it. When we signed up for eMERGE, we kind of pledged that we would be running within the next 5 years. So we will be on a ballot within the next 5 years. Prior to eMERGE, I had always been on the backside of campaigns. So managing them, doing field, doing anything else besides being the candidate.
Right.
But with eMERGE behind me, I'm fully ready to run for office.
Okay. So like what? What are we thinking about? Are you looking at school board, city council, president? What are you going to run for?
I am currently looking at state representative for the 56th district. So that is going to be all of Woodford, part of Jessamine County, and then a little sliver of Franklin County as well.
Who's in that seat right now?
Dan Pfister.
Ah, yes. Representative Pfister. Yes. One of our favorite people. Mm-hmm. If you decide to do that, please let me know. I want to have you back on to talk about that race because I think that could be a real barn burner.
Absolutely. I was planning on doing it next year, but there's an age technicality in there that will be preventing me from doing it this next cycle.
Well, bless your heart for having that problem. Some of us do not have that problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you worked on the backside of campaigns. That's like, sounds like you work, you know, people who worked on the backside of Churchill Downs. So you did you actually manage some campaigns?
I have, yes. So I've been on races up and down the ballot. Kind of the more statewide one I was on was Sierra Inlow, who ran for ag commissioner a few years ago.
Yep.
I was her deputy campaign manager. So I got to travel the state with her. We were fundraising. It was a great time. And learning about ag was super exciting. More locally, are you in Lexington? Are you based in Lexington?
No, I'm in the Ville.
Okay, got it. A few years ago, Representative Lamine Swan was elected here in Lexington.
Yes.
I ran field for him. So that was a lot of fun. Again, I'm from Woodford County, but I was in Lexington for school at the time and wanted to jump into the Fayette County Dems. And that was a great intro to them.
Sure.
And then even as local as city council, one of my good friends is on Midway City Council. He's the youngest member of it. He's one of the youngest elected officials in the state. So I love supporting up and down the ballot.
Excellent. Where were you in school?
I attended Transylvania here in Lexington.
Transylvania. That's a wonderful school, so I've been told.
It was great. It wasn't quite the fit for me, so I did not finish my education. But it was a great little campus. The people were great. I learned a lot while I was there.
So you say there's an age thing about you running for office yourself. Are you going to be involved in campaigns in the next couple of years until bless your heart, you get old enough to run for state rep?
Yes. Yes. I am hoping to exploring getting on a few right now in the early stages, because I feel like this is the more exciting time, is when people aren't really thinking about an election, but you're still doing the work and getting things going. I'm not going to tell you who I'm looking at joining right now, but there's a few different options out there, and I would love to be a part of any of them.
Yeah. So if you can't run against Mr. Pfister in 2026, do you have any idea who is going to run against him?
See, that is the question I do not have an answer to. So back to the Henry Project, our whole recruiting candidates. We are really working hard at home right now on the 56th, but no one wants to run. We thought we had kind of cracked the code in getting me to be able to run, but again, that's not going to happen next year. So we're kind of a bit frantic right now trying to find a good Democrat who could win the seat, because it is winnable. It's a winnable seat if it's done correctly.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Well, let's talk offline. I have a couple of names I might could throw your way that would be interesting. This is very exciting. If people want to go donate to the Henry Project, other than sending you a lot of cash in an envelope, where can they go do that?
Yes. So our website is super easy, thehenryproject.org.
Spelled out, The Henry Project.
Yes. It'll tell you a bit more about who we are, what we're doing. It'll give you a rough bio of each of our members, our board members, and take you straight to our Act Blue as well.
Excellent. Why the Henry Project? Why that name?
Yes. So we are named after three different Henrys. We have three namesakes, all from here in central Kentucky. So of course we have Henry Clay, which people have differing opinions on him, but he is significant to Kentucky history.
Sure.
And then we have Henry Faulkner, who was a queer artist in Kentucky. And then we have Josephine Henry, who was a powerhouse women's rights activist out of Versailles. We've just kind of combined the three. They're all amazing. And we trying to make them proud.
I love it. I love it. That's a great way to choose a name. I love it. That's very exciting. I wish you a lot of success with that. We certainly need to win some races there in Central Kentucky, and certainly Mr. Pfister needs to retire. So we're definitely up for that. So I have two final questions, which I ask pretty much everybody. The first is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
That is a good question. So again, living in Woodford County, rural Kentucky, it is oftentimes that we get forgotten and left behind the rest of the state, the rest of the state being Jefferson and Fayette, of course.
Right.
And I know in Woodford, we're like right here. So we're a bit more attached than other counties, but people need to start paying attention to these rural races because, again, they are winnable if you put the attention and get the right candidates and just do it right. So stay tuned for next year. Hopefully with midterms, people are a bit more excited about voting and some seats get flipped.
Right. Okay. The last question, like I said, I asked pretty much everybody I interviewed. If I gave you a magic wand and you could have anything you wanted, you can do anything you want with that magic wand, except give yourself a gazillion dollars. You can't do that, but you can do anything else. What would you use your magic wand to do?
So I personally am a big environmentalist. I care about our planet. I grew up outdoors and on a farm. Nature has always been a big thing to me. So I would reverse climate change and global warming by many years. So we would get maybe a fresh start at that, because if we don't have anywhere to live, what are we going to do? I think that's a huge concern that a lot of people aren't as worried as they should be about.
Excellent. I love the answer. And as far as I can remember, you are the first person who has ever use that for their magic wand. And I frankly agree very much. If we don't have a place to live, what are we going to do? Yeah. Annabelle Nagel, a Emerge graduate, a former executive director of a nonprofit, a sometime bartender, and a future candidate. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you.